Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Science and technology for the people. That's the spirit. My 12-year-old son is a Minecraft freak. He's really good at building worlds in his favorite online video game, but could he become a Nobel Prize-winning quantum physicist? I wondered that last night as we were trying to remember how many electrons live in the third energy orbital around the nucleus of an atom. Oh, the joys of daddy homework help. I think it's 18. But what if I could elicit Minecraft the game to help with science the homework and beyond? Well, a group of scientists, gamers, as you might imagine, folks from Google as well, are retooling Minecraft into a tool for teaching quantum physics. Joining us now, Joel Levin, co-founder of Teacher Gaming and creator of Minecraft EDU. Welcome to the program.
Hi, good to be here.
So, Joel, how can Minecraft help my 12-year-old learn quantum mechanics?
Well, we've created a special addition to the game called QCraft that adds a number of features to the game world that mimic what's happening in the subatomic world.
And the quantum concepts that are particularly difficult, entanglement, being in two places at one time, or having interactions across galaxies in ways that only quantum physicists understand, The game can help with this?
Well, it can. It might help to understand if your listeners know a little bit more about Minecraft itself. It presents a world of blocks that looks very much like Legos. And just like Legos, you can build anything with those blocks. And so people build castles and skyscrapers or even whole cities. But one of the beautiful things about Minecraft is that it's incredibly open-ended. Almost anybody with a little programming skills can peek under the hood and change the game to create many other different types of game experiences. So this is something that I've been doing as a teacher for quite a while to add more educational tools into the game itself. So when myself and my partners were approached about using this to make a mod or modification surrounding quantum physics and quantum mechanics and quantum computing, well, it was too good to pass up.
And can you endow the blocks with various properties that actually mimic quantum states, that sort of thing, so that it's not just building worlds, it's actually using these creatures like subatomic particles.
That's exactly it. So we've tried to create behaviors in the game world, in the Minecraft world, that are analogous to what happens on a subatomic level. So, for example, like I said, Minecraft is a world made of blocks. So the example you gave about entanglement, we could have two blocks that could be placed very far apart in the Minecraft world that are still linked. They will exhibit the same behavior. They will change from one state to another. Another concept that we're trying to teach is that of superposition, the idea that a particle can be more than one thing at a time, that depending on who looks at it and how, particles can change their spin or other different states. So we've translated that into the Minecraft world. So a Minecraft block can be both made of stone and wood or other materials at the same time, and they'll exhibit properties of these different materials.
So have you beta tested this on 12-year-olds or even grad students?
Both, and everything in between, and even a certain 7-year-old that lives with me. And the results have been fascinating. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't attempt to teach quantum mechanics from a mathematical or physical sciences level to a younger child. But suddenly, when you transfer these concepts into the world of Minecraft, it becomes much more accessible. You know, gamers are really great at figuring out how systems work and diving deep to be able to do new things in their game. I mean, that's why teachers like myself have been really passionate about bringing games into the classroom, because that's mindset is just really helps nurture an inquisitive mind. So when we're talking about QCraft here, Minecraft players are used to downloading new mods, trying them out, figuring out how they work, figuring out how the systems works. And that's exactly what we've seen our testers doing with QCraft. And of course, the kind of the secret sauce here is that as they're figuring out how these mechanics work, these mechanics are actually present in our universe at the microscopic level.
That's the miracle. And next stop, actually downloading the college credit to go with it. Joel Levin, thanks so much.
Oh, great. Thanks for having me.
Joel Levin, co-founder of Teacher Gaming and creator of Minecraft EDU, which makes an educational version of Minecraft for schools.